Hello, Brian?
Yeah.
Hi, Brian. How are you doing today?
Good.
Oh, good. I'm glad to hear it. And happy Monday, right? We're back at it?
Yeah, you too.
It's never ending, right?
Right.
So it looks like you were sent over to me to pull up the pricing as well as the program details to see if everything's going to be a good fit for you. Have you ever considered putting your company on the first page of Google before?
Yeah.
You have? Okay, what's kind of held you back from pulling the trigger?
Well, so I have a family member that owns a business in home inspections, and he told me all about how he did it and how it was super easy to do, and he was doing it on his own. And he, like, I don't know, they charge you for the clicks, like the amount of clicks you get, and you can cut it off at a certain amount of clicks or whatever. So I tried to set it up using his, you know, what he was telling me, and I got stuck on a part of it, and I kind of just quit halfway through because, so basically, to make a long story short, the owner of the company, which is not me, I'm the, just the guy under the owner, the owner, Marty, his wife was helping him. She's the one that knows all the technical stuff, websites and domains and blah, blah, blah. Well, they got divorced. So anytime I need to do something, I need a password or I need this, I have to call his ex-wife, which is a pain in the butt. And so I planned on getting with her about all that, but she's the one that set up our email domain. I don't really know even what all that means.
Okay. And she's kind of a pain in the neck to deal with too, or is she
easy to deal with, but she's easy to deal with, but she's super busy, so it takes her a few days to get back sometimes.
Yeah.
So she's really helpful though.
At least she's not a pain in the neck, because I've seen it be. Yeah, that's amazing, because too many times I've heard this story, and then the other person on the other side is, like, withholding information, and it's, like, it's already a super sad situation. Like, let's not put oil on it, you know what I mean? Like, I just feel bad.
Yeah.
So I'm glad that's not the case. Well, you know, the thing about this is there's a couple of things that I want to pinpoint in what you had to say. And the first thing is that your friend with the home inspection company, he's doing a pay-per-click campaign. So what we're offering here is different. So this is the local map listing along with Facebook ads. It's very affordable, yet very lucrative for our clients. We've been doing this for the past 18 years. We do have campaigns that run Google Ads along with Google Guaranteed. There's a few different services that we have available, but the package that you guys qualified for that we wanted to set you up with is a little bit different than what you've experienced through Google. Any business owner can go in and can verify their business through Google. That doesn't cost a penny, okay? It doesn't cost one dime. However,
I was trying to do.
Yeah, there's just no guarantee of where you're going to show up, Brian. You might show up on page 5 or page 55, okay? Without programming, keywords, backlinking, manual submissions, content creation, review generation, reputation management, without all of those things, you're never going to show up on the first page. You guys are in Cincinnati. You're not in some little cow town in the backwoods of Mississippi. You're in a very prominent area offering a very competitive service. So you do need a little bit extra. Now, again, with all due respect, Brian, this is not to say that you couldn't handle it yourself, because you could, as long as you have the time to dedicate to it solely and purposefully for that. Of course, you can also outsource it for a very small fee, and then you can manage it, because we would be your online mechanics. Okay?
Okay.
Now, when I go through here, I do see the Facebook page for the business. I don't see a Google business profile, and I don't see a website yet. It looks like Dan put in here that y'all are working on it. Are you still working on it? Do you need help with it? Did she do it? What's the deal?
Yeah, somebody's working on a website right now, as far as I've been told. We used to have one. We took it down a while back, and evidently it was just, like, out of date and not good looking at all. So
okay.
That's in the process. So we basically use social media to advertise right now.
Beautiful. So are you doing any ads with the?
Yeah, not with Google. We do a lot of Facebook ads. I didn't even know I could do ads with Google without having a profile set up.
You can if you have a website and you have a couple of things in place, you technically can. It's not advised because you don't usually see as strong of a return, but you can. Yeah. We don't do it. I mean, like a regular person can do it that way if they choose to, because it's like it's your right, you know, and as long as you have the money, like Google's not going to turn that away. But, we don't do it because you don't see as the best return on investment. And we offer all of our services here, Brian, on a month-to-month basis with no contract. So when we set a client up, we want to make sure that we're setting you up for optimal success and that you're able to see that return on investment with it being as affordable as possible. So we just follow all the steps that we know. It's been working for us for the past 2 decades. We've been in business 18 years. So it's all a proven formula. Now, I would love to go over everything with you. Is this something that you think you'd be interested in, or you just want to keep track of it all yourself?
I mean, I'd be interested in hearing the price and what you guys do. What company are you?
Our company is Local Splash, like your local newspaper, Splash of Water, localsplash.com. Google Premier Partner, you know, A-plus rating with the BBB. We have all these accolades and great things. Now, the coolest thing about my company personally, in my opinion, is not only that we are a leader and a pioneer in our industry, but also, and even more importantly, I think the favorite thing that I love about it is that we offer everything on a month-to-month basis. So we're performance-based. We earn your business month in, month out on everything that we do, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, when I'm looking through here, the package that we have for you, mind you, this is going to be all-inclusive for all the different bells and whistles. It's locked in at $299 a month, $299 month-to-month, no contract. What it includes is that first page placement on Google within the local map within the first 30 to 45 days of signing up with us. So we not only get you verified, but we get through all the programming, and we can get you up on that first page of services within the first 30 to 45 days. The package does include a website.
Say that price again. I was trying to
$299.
Okay.
$299 a month, month to month, no contract.
Did you say, is that per month, you said?
Correct. Month to month.
Okay.
No contract.
Go ahead.
So, that breaks down to about $10 a day, right around there. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the package includes that first page placement and continued programming for Google, but it also includes all of the Facebook ads and programming. So $100 of that monthly budget is going directly to the Facebook ads. Facebook ad cost per click for my company, because we buy in bulk, is between 5 and 50 cents per click. So even on the high end of that, at 50 cents per click, you're looking at a minimum of 200 acquisitions. And the cool thing about it is that because we're a premier partner to Google as well as Meta, what we're able to do is automatic retargeting between the Google and the Facebook. Now, I'm sure you've experienced retargeted ads, right?
Yeah, and we actually do Facebook ads. And mm-hmm. I'm assuming when you say 5 to 55 cents a click, so when I do a Facebook ad and I see that I got, you know, 2,700 clicks, it'll be roughly around that. That's what you're talking about. It's going to cost me between 5 and 55 cents per one of those.
So what you're looking at is impressions. If you looked at 2,700 impressions, you're looking at impressions. So that's number of times somebody did a search for one of the keywords that you provide, or they looked for you specifically and you came up as a top recommended option. That's an impression. A click is when they actually click on your ad to go directly to your page or your website. So that's what we're not just talking about the exposure. The retargeting of the ads, yes, that's going to be ground exposure because, you know, they're on Google, they're looking for something to do with what you guys are offering, then they happen to go to Facebook, they're going to see, they're going to be automatically have that exposure directly to your Facebook ads and things like that. But specifically, what we're talking about is not just that exposure, because that happens automatically with the package. When somebody actually clicks on your ad, then the cost for that particular click is between 5 and 50 cents per click, depending on the cost of that keyword. And what I'm saying is, for our company, Local Splash, like our Facebook ads, the most that they cost us to run is 50 cents per click. So usually I hear that that's not the cost that you guys get it at, right? Like, how much do your ads usually cost you?
I think they're about 15 cents, if I remember right.
Yeah. So it just depends.
We've done the per click before.
Mm-hmm.
Or if I'm doing a Facebook ad, it'll be, the Facebook ad just depends on how many people I want to target, but I'll do anywhere from $15 to $50.
Mm-hmm. A day?
No, for I think they call it a campaign, which is like 5 days.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Right.
I think that's what I do. Yeah.
Yeah. Facebook ads are very affordable, even for a regular individual, not necessarily even a marketing company, but we do obviously get a better cost per click than you guys do, you know, and that's why we always range it between 5 and 50 cents, because even on the high end of that, you're looking at a minimum of 200 acquisitions. But we do select a number of keywords that's going to give you a wide variety in order for you to see the strongest return on investment.
Okay.
The package also includes full programming for a website if you don't already have one or you need one. Whatever the case is, we can build one and have it up and running in the first 3 to 5 days while you're determining what's actually going on with the one that you guys have in progress. We include also
that $299 includes that?
Yes, sir.
And for no extra fee?
For no extra fee whatsoever, not one red cent.
And then, so I'm assuming if I do the month-to-month, once that month-to-month is over, and I think if I were to close it, the website goes away, right?
Or you can do domain purchase, and you can have it. You can buy it outright for $99, or you can continue hosting with us for $49 a month. But we don't usually have people cancel on us, so I don't anticipate that.
Yeah, I'm just the reason why I'm skeptical right now is I paid $4,800 for Angie's List advertising. And I'm coming up on my end of my first year here in September.
Mm-hmm.
And I've made, let's see, $145 back in November, and today actually I just sold a job for $300. So $4,800, you know, and I made $300 off it.
Mm-hmm.
And you're basically the same. You were a little cheaper, I think $300, and I think I was paying $450 or something per month, or I am paying $450 per month right now. So I just want to make sure I don't, and I already called Angie's List, and I said, make sure at the end of this year contract that you cancel me. I do not want to sign up again. I just want to make sure that, you know, and I am, if I did cancel it, you know, I would be interested, if it's only, because once we have a website up, I want to keep it there, whether it's your guys's or whoever, if we go with
right.
the one Megan's making. But
So
you're saying that if I paid $299 for, let's say, 5 months and I didn't like it and I wanted to cancel, then I could pay $99 and be able to keep the website permanently, and there's no monthly fee or anything? There's no maintenance
Correct.
Or anything?
Correct.
Or
you
we
would
can
have
pay
to
$49 if you would maintenance.
Yeah, so if you bought it outright, you would have to do the maintenance on it your own, and you would have to take it somewhere to host it, or you can cancel all other services and choose to just keep the website hosting and maintenance, and that's for, I think it's $39 or $49 a month, I can't remember, but it's very reasonable. I can appreciate where you've been with Angie's and what's going on. As you can imagine, I've been doing this for quite some time with this company, and I hear the good, the bad, the ugly, the right, the wrong, the indifferent, you know, and this is 100% the complete opposite of that. So I'm glad that you understand and want to understand exactly what you'd be getting, because I can be honest with you, Brian, there's a ton of people that sign up for this service and they're not 100% sure exactly what they're getting themselves into, and then afterwards they're like, I didn't realize it was going to take a little while, you know, because you're not listed up on Google overnight. What the terms and conditions state, which I already told you, is a maximum of 30 to 45 days for that first page placement. 3 to 5 days for the website to be up and running, 7 to 14 days for the Facebook ads to be running, since it seems like you already have a solid Facebook account, which I can see it here, but then it will probably happen sooner with the Facebook ads. And we also include all the programming for the top 60 directories, Yelp, Yahoo, Bing, Yellow Pages, Chamber of Commerce, Hot Frog, Kudzu. All of that is up and running in the first 5 to 7 days as well, because we build out all the business profiles for that. And the super cool thing about this is that if you guys already have a website in the works, we're going to build this basically as a placeholder for you, and we can switch out the website, or you could choose to keep this one indefinitely. There's no additional charges for it. It's all inclusive, okay?
So when you say build a website, I don't know that much about this. You're saying like the design part as well, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. We build, host, maintain, and showcase it. So specifically what I mean by that, Brian, is if when you move forward and you say, yes, we're ready to go, what we do is we go ahead and we set up a client interview with the technician. The technician, it's a fact-finding mission. He's going to do a deep dive into the company. It's approximately a 20 to 30-minute phone call. He's going to tell you how to send in the photos. Mm-hmm. He's going to brand your logo if you have a logo. If you don't have a logo or you want a new logo, it's included with the package, nothing extra, okay? But also, he's going to go ahead and input all the information so the web developer can begin building the content for your website. At the end, after everything is up and running, you have final say-so on everything. So there's a couple of ways you can go about this, Brian. A, you can choose to go in to the back end from the client dashboard, which I haven't gotten to the dashboard yet, but the client dashboard is one of my very favorite features because you're able to track everything. You can request review function. You can monitor your reviews. But even more importantly, you're going to be able to see number of keywords per impression, location of the searches that have been performed. And you can make changes directly to the website yourself if you choose to. Okay, so you have a logon. You're able to go in. You can update photos, change content, run promotions. Or, because I'll be the lead on your account and point of contact for you, you always have the option to deal with me directly and have me take care of that for you as well. So we're here for you with a full-service marketing campaign that's designed to bring you the strongest return on investment and allow you as much control over it as you want.
I see. Okay. Well, I'll be honest with you. The website thing is what is
enticing.
It's probably what I'm enticing me the most, just because I have been trying to get that figured out, and we did start this whole deal with the lady that's building the website months and months ago, but it seems like we're on the back burner, like we're not a priority for her. And so the fact that I could buy it out for $100 if I wanted to cancel, I'm interested in that. So first off, is there a startup fee, like, or just the $299 is the startup fee?
Just the $299,
like,
normally,
for the whole
shebang. So this is how it works. Normally, like, say you called into our company and you wanted to advertise with Local Splash, if we had the position available, then, Brian, it would, for this particular package, it would cost you $599 a month with a $299 setup fee. We called out and reached out to you directly because we're actively looking to fill this spot in your local area. You have a legacy credit coming because you've been in business since 91, and that waives the setup fee of $299, and it drops the monthly down to only $299 because you already have that legacy credit. You're already proven, tried and true in your local area, and this is something that's going to be sustainable for you. So we want to work with a quality company that can sustain the business that this is going to bring.
And so I thought I heard you say certain keywords cost more or less.
Keywords. So when you're doing things with search engine marketing, which is the pay-per-click campaigns, the ads, things like that, certain keywords can cost more depending on what's being offered, but that price is never going to be fluctuated to you. Your price is locked in at the $299. My company incurs the click cost on that. We pass the savings down to you. Now, the thing about it is, again, we just go ahead and let you know, like, to count on the higher end of that, so 50 cents per click, because then if it actually costs less, woohoo, great surprise, I saved a buck. You know what I mean? But if not, it's no big deal. You're not chomping at the bit. Well, she said that it's only going to cost this much.
Okay. So if I'm understanding right, $2.99 is referencing 50 cents a click, and it could be less. Is that right?
No. So $2.99 is for the entire package. $299 is all the bells and whistles, okay? It's for the local SEO, which is what we call the Google listing and programming, the website creation, maintenance, all 60-plus premium directories, all of the keywords, backlinking, manual submissions, content creation. It's for the call tracking system, the downloadable app. It also includes the client dashboard. $100 of the $299 budget is going only to the Facebook ads.
I got you. Okay.
Yeah, that's fine.
So 100 of that, it could end up being 94. Like, it could be different, just right? Is that what you're saying?
No, it's never going to go. It's never going to change. We're always going to put that full 100 towards it. Always. It's never going to change. We're always going to put the full 100. Now, if you got a land clearing, if a land clearing ad or keyword costs, you know, 17 cents, but maybe excavation or lawn maintenance costs, you know, 37 cents, again, we're going to count. You're never going
to
feel that.
More ads to make
Yes. We're going to give you the best bang for your buck no matter what, and we're going to pick a wide variety of, and you, at the end of the day, you're in the driver's seat on this. You're in the driver's seat on this, so we take the services that you're providing, we run them through the database with Google, and then they give us the top recommended keywords that is recommended for what you're offering. We hand them down to you, say, okay, this is what we think, and then you look at them and say, okay, you know what, I actually don't like underwater basket weaving. I would rather have XYZ or whatever the case is. Or you set it and forget it. It's up to you.
Is it Michelle, right?
It's Amy.
Amy, I'm sorry. I thought you said Michelle.
It's okay.
I'm sitting here waiting on a customer, and he just pulled in. Can you call me back in about, or is there a number I can call you back on here in about half an hour or so?
Yeah, absolutely. I'll send you a text with my direct phone number and extension line.
Okay.
When you call back in, Brian, you're going to want to press 1 no matter what, and then I can call you back in 30 minutes too, because that's, you said about 30 minutes?
Yeah, can you call me back at 2:30 if you can.
Okay,
so
I'll be
1 hour.
Yeah, I'll be at lunch at that time.
Or any time after that is fine.
Okay. And is this something you want to move forward with?
I want to talk to the
owner
too.
Okay, what's
I'll
your
have
email?
Or when you call me back.
Cool.
It's Brian. Brian at mscapes.com.
Okay. I'm going to send it all over in writing.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm going to send it all over in writing to you. That way you have it. Brian at mscapes.com, right?
m-scapes.com.
Hyphen?
Yes.
Yep. Okay, got it. Perfect. I'll send it
all
over
right.
to you
thank
now.
You.
I'll talk with you then.
All right, thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.